4. Please listen carefully. Read the passage about misconceptions in mathematics. You have 45 seconds to read the passage. Begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture on this topic in a math education class.
Misconceptions about simple notions in arithmetic are not readily given up. So, for example, a child who believes that 1/4 is larger than 1/2 will not let go of this misconception when he or she gets back an assignment full of red correction marks. The child will let go of this misconception when he or she fully understands fractions. So, how do we develop this understanding? I think this situation is partly caused by the practice in many schools of teaching mathematics by rote. In other words, children are taught to memorize a formula, to practice using that formula, and then go on to the next one. Children start to believe that math is boring and work through problems without understanding the nature of the concepts. So what happens is that kids can work a problem only if they remember the formula. Using the rote method of teaching doesn't take into account the child's pre-knowledge or informal knowledge of mathematics. Even a small child can tell the difference between a whole cookie and a half a cookie. So using this informal knowledge is a very important part of helping children learn fractions, or other math concepts for that matter. Teachers tend to forget. They must put these concepts into daily situations that children can relate to. Using real objects, children can come up with the formula themselves. And having done that, the children learn and understand the formulas better. It's also true that teachers too often assume that children understand the mathematical symbols being used. For example, the symbol for percentages. Unfortunately, too often, that is an incorrect assumption.
Now get ready to answer the question. The professor describes the mistakes that are made in teaching children mathematics. Explain how these mistakes relate to the problems that children have in understanding fractions. You may begin to prepare your response after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep.